AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As fighting continues between Israel and Hezbollah, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke directly to the Iranian people.
With every passing moment, the regime is bringing you, the noble Persian people, closer to the abyss.
Israel launched small ground raids against Hezbollah. The AP's Joseph Fetterman reports it may lead to a larger ground offensive.
We have seen troops moving to the north. We see large number of tanks and ground troops near the border. Israeli officials also talk about the continued rocket fire coming out of Lebanon and the presence of Hezbollah fighters near the border.
The Pentagon says a few thousand troops will be sent to the Middle East to boost security and to defend Israel if necessary. President Biden says victims of Hurricane Helene will get the help they need.
I'm here to tell every single survivor in these impacted areas that we will be there with you. As long as it takes.
At least 120 people have died in six states. The Asheville, North Carolina area is cut off in some parts by high water. The need is great enough that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending helicopters to North Carolina.
When you have something like this happen, to sever the roads and the bridges and a lot of the things that happen, I mean, basically, I don't think they have any major way to even get out of a lot of those western North Carolina places right now. That's going to require us doing the air mission. So that's why we're doing it.
Asheville's water system was severely damaged, forcing people there to carry buckets to a creek to get water to flush toilets. On the presidential campaign trail, Kamala Harris is returning early from a campaign visit to Las Vegas to attend briefings, and Donald Trump is heading to Georgia to see the storm's impact. The union representing dock workers signaled 45,000 members will walk off the job at midnight. The Biden administration announces tougher asylum restrictions. This is AP News. A judge in New Mexico upheld the involuntary manslaughter conviction of a weapons supervisor for the Alec Baldwin movie Rust. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer has denied a request from armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed for a new trial or dismissal of her conviction in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Prosecutors had blamed Gutierrez-Reed for bringing live ammunition on the set and failing to follow gun protocols. Her lawyers had argued that Marlowe Sommer had ended Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in July because police and prosecutors failed to disclose evidence, and the same evidence could have helped Gutierrez-Reed. Hutchins was killed when Baldwin pointed a gun at her during a rehearsal and it went off. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The San Francisco Giants fired president of baseball operations Farhan Zaidi. He's being replaced by former Giants catcher Buster Posey. The Giants finished the season 80-82. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.